previously.
The fruit that they ate is not fornication. Sin is disobedience to God's commandments. You disobey, there are consequences. The greatest destruction anybody can have from God is to be separated from Him. When the Bible says you should not do this, and the preacher is coming to say it doesn't matter, if you listen to him and digest his reasoning, you are eating what he is giving you. What will be the result? You will act according to what you have understood by what he has taught you. And you say, can a man be perfect? Yes, a man can be perfect. I was trying to share something with my wife last night that was quickened to me. She came to remind me twice, oh yeah, now what do you say you want to share with me? Because when I catch a revelation, she's the first person I preach to. When I was distracted, I said, don't worry. I looked at David. There was something David said. Ah, do I have time? So that you understand this spiritual growth I'm talking about. First King. Chapter 9. See what the Lord was telling Solomon. God was speaking to Solomon. Amen. Verse 3. And the Lord said unto him, Solomon now, he said, I have heard thy prayer and thy supplication that thou hast made before me. I have hallowed this house which thou hast built to put my name there forever, and my eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. See where I am going. And if thou wilt walk before me as David thy father walked, in integrity of heart and in uprightness, to do according to all that I have commanded thee, and will keep my statutes and my judgments, then I will establish the throne of thy kingdom upon Israel forever, as I promised to David thy father, saying, there shall not fail thee a man upon the throne of Israel. Now verse 4 is my emphasis. He said, if thou wilt walk before me as David thy father walked, in integrity of heart and in uprightness. I read, I say, Solomon, if you will walk like David. And I looked at David. David that killed somebody and collected his wife. David that disobeyed God and went and did a census until God's anger came and killed 70,000 Jews for the nonsense he did. David. I was looking at David that his son was, the abomination was so much until God said, you are not qualified to build my temple. But he's telling his son, if you will walk in uprightness of heart, if you will walk like your father David walked with me. So, and I got a sermon from there. How did David walk with God? That is for another day. But you can study that on your own. So that you'll understand what is perfection. Perfection is not about you not committing sin. That is it. What is perfection? Perfection is the estate where you are acceptable before God. Because perfection is a requirement of God, not of man, not even of you. Perfection. Praise the Lord. And we are supposed to grow. That is my emphasis. Because Christ, our elder brother, the Bible says that Christ grew in wisdom. He grew in wisdom and in stature. He grew. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Because concerning the Christian faith, the problem with us is that we do not know that The Bible describes us as lively stones, not dead stones. The church of Jesus Christ is dynamic. And the individual also, you must be dynamic. You cannot be static. You must be flexible. You cannot be starchy. If you are flexible, then you can bend. God can bend you with his word. Bend him. He said, thy staff and thy rod. They do what? They comfort me. They comfort me. That is it. He leaded me beside the still water. He is led. Them that are led by the Spirit of God. What does he lead us with? He leads us with his rod. For we must be able to bend where he tells us to bend. For we are built upon the foundation of the apostles. Jesus has been the cornerstone where we will bend. I don't know if I'm saying something somebody is understanding. Because that is the way I understand and that is the way I'm putting it across to you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You must be flexible. If you are starchy, you will break. You will break. We are not to be starchy. We are supposed to be lively so that you move as the Holy Ghost will lead you. William Branham tried to bring out this. The problem of every age is that when God moves to the next stage in his agenda, in that age, they refuse to see and move with him. That is what has given rise to all the denomination we see today. The Lutherans refuse the light that John Wesley brought. And the Wesleyans refuse to see the light that Pentecost brought, the restoration of the gifts and the power again in the church. Those who are still having that type of hangover, they are the ones that will tell you that, but the word is there. Why do you have to do deliverance again? Why do you have to break mirror? Why do you have to do any prophetic action? The word is there. Just preach the word. Now just preach the word. Just live a clean life. Just live a clean life. That's all. If you live a clean life, which cannot touch you? Which cannot touch you? Listen, which can touch anybody at all? What makes the witch to leave you is that you have the power to cast him out. He will not prosper. Because you will cast him out. And church, no matter how holy you are, don't look away from the scripture that authority is given to us to bind and to loose. In my name, they will cast out devils. So there's deliverance in the Bible. But there is no way, nothing is written how you will cast out. Because every problem will be confronted as directed by the Spirit of God. Yes. There are some that the prophet will just say, just jump 4 times. That's all. It's deliverance. Where will you see that in the Bible? Go and roll 7 times. You roll and it is over. And it is over. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What of the brother that took anointing oil when he was going blind, open his eye and pour the oil there? Which scripture says you should do that? Amen. What of the brother that took poison? The child took poison and he took water and blessed it and gave the child to drink the water and the child vomited all the poison out. Has a demon not been cast out? It has been cast out. But how? You will know. Of course, we know also that people, instead of waiting for the leadership of the Spirit, they will begin to do it as they see others do. Then, They will be repeating and impersonating what others are doing. Because they have no knowledge of the word of God to quote to any situation again. So they hide under those prophetic actions. Everything, they will put an action to it. Everything, they will put an action to it. If you are not doing it by the leadership of the Holy Ghost, you are an imposter. You are impersonating. You are supposed to grow. For the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 1 and verse 16 and verse 17. Where Apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 1 verse 16 and 17. He says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation. To everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Now, for there in that gospel is the righteousness. Talking about perfection now. Righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. From faith to faith. From revelation to revelation. Revelation. You continue to go deeper and deeper. Deeper and deeper. The same thing also that the followers of the ministry of William Branham are also guilty of. They don't believe that God can add anything more to what William Branham spoke. That is the same thing. And you just see, how are people following God? They are getting angry that I am preaching my own messages instead of preaching the messages that William Branham preached. Or they are saying that I am not quoting William Branham. Why am I saying it as if the revelation is my own? Why am I not giving glory to William Branham? Well, my brother sitting down there on Friday, I know you have problem. You are French speaking. You may not know the meaning of the English you were speaking. But I was afraid that somebody will just hear you and take you on the surface. It's only maybe people like me that will understand what you meant. When you were saying here during the Friday night, you came from Cameroon, that through me, that among all the preachers, nobody has lifted the name of William Branham like I have done. How many people heard him on Friday night? You heard him. And I know many of you, members of this church, I know you'll be wondering, you know that, you know, please understand what he meant. Because I never preach William Branham. I am a preacher of the Lord Jesus Christ. Him crucified. And so, but what he's trying to say is the message of restoration that God gave us through William Branham, that through my ministry, the whole world, they are hearing it again. That's what he's saying. And let me tell you, hallelujah, it is not about quoting verbatim what William Branham spoke, but it's about catching the revelation of what William Branham was saying and breaking it down to our present day for us to understand. Nothing more. Praise the Lord. We are supposed to grow. Because revelation is progressive. The church is dynamic. It's not static. God buries his workmen, like a writer says. I think it's Watchman Nee that said that. That God buries his workmen, but his work continues. The spirit of revelation did not end with the death of William Branham. Instead, the ministry of William Branham opened the door for the spirit of revelation to flow. And that was achieved, and God took him away for the spirit to take over. For he, William Branham, will decrease, that the spirit of God and the Lord Jesus Christ will increase. Stop talking about William Branham. Talk about the Lord Jesus Christ. We didn't hear anybody, the disciples of John the Baptist, talking about John, after they met Jesus. The first Jesus, we didn't hear about John again. He
He came to point us to Christ, the Word. I have a message here somebody sent to me, accusing me that my followers are now burning the sermon books of William Branham. I don't know where he had that. How can they be burning when I have them here? I distribute them here regularly. I have it on the television. We have it in our website. If you need the sermons, books of William Branham, his messages, go to this website, phone this number. And then you are saying, I have it, he wrote it to me last week. And that I have taken away the people from the sermon books of William Branham to the Bible. That is my offense. And I say, I am guilty. I am guilty as charged. What is your offense that you are guilty of? I have taken people away from a man to the Lord Jesus Christ. When you go like that, you remain static. God will never give you any more light. Listen, church. After the shout, there's the voice of the archangel. And there's the trump of God. And there are three different stages for the rapture. And there are three different messages. Will Abraham fulfill the shout? What of the voice of the archangel? They try to tie him to it too. But he cannot walk because the scripture will not tie. He cannot tie. Because if you tie him that he's the voice of the archangel that produces the seven thunders, then you will have to tell me that what do I do, because by the time the archangel sounds, salvation is over. And if he sounded in 1963, then it means I am lost because I came in 1989. You see how foolish they are and the danger of remaining static. And so God is asking such people, in your spiritual growth, Adam, where are you? What's your level? Where are thou? We are supposed to move from revelation to revelation. Revelation to revelation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And this intellectual preacher, the quoter of the quotes that have made the quotes of William Branham, his Bible, was also accusing me that Christmas, my teaching on Christmas, that the birth of Christ was between September and October. That it is wrong. Why? Because according to him, Scofield, some of you have a Scofield Bible? Scofield Bible. And Scofield was not a prophet. And Scofield was a theologian. And it is just Bible commentary that theologians do. And Scofield said the birth time for Jesus is April. And William Branham quoted Scofield to say, yes, he believed also that the birth of Jesus was in April, because April is the time of life. Animals, that is the time of life, the springtime, that is that period. And he brought all the typologies. Now, if I am a copy typist, if I am a copy typist, I'll be saying, Brother Abraham say, Brother Abraham say, Brother Abraham say, Brother Abraham say. I will continue to say, Brother Abraham say, but when I come and see a key in the Bible that is contrary to what William Branham say, which one will I hold on to? Luke tells us the key that we have there, that Zechariah, listen, go and get that message, I preach it. We play it on air every December for these blind denominationals to see that 25th December is not the birthday of Jesus Christ. And it is nothing but a hidden time of worship. Now, my time is going, but please let me nail this with this opportunity. Listen, church. It's important. I will rush and close now. Hallelujah. There is a key there. Zechariah was in the temple. Me ministry, he was a priest. And he said, in the course of Abia. That's the key, church. So the question is, what is the course of Abia? When David was setting in order the temple, before he handed over to Solomon to build, he set the singers and the priests that we will be ministering at the temple. Turn by turn, 24 of them. Two every month. Two every month for 12 months. And their names included the thorn of Abijah. Abijah had his own time that he was ministering. So that become any other priest that comes in the order of Abijah, it is that period of the month that he will minister. So go and find out which month was the course of Abijah, and then you will know which month Zechariah was ministering when the angel came to announce the birth of John. Then from there, 6 months after, the angel again visited Mary. Calculate from that month, and you will know which month Mary took in. Calculate 9 months from the month she took in, and then you will see that it lands between September and October. It's common sense. Okay. Two things. Number one. Listen. Oh, you mean blind people? Blind people. Praise the Lord. How old was Jesus when he died? Eh? Everybody knows 33 and a half. Using the Roman calendar. Which month did he die? April. It's April now, the month of April. So if he died 33 and a half years old, it means by April he was 6 months in his new year. Correct? So where will be his birthday? From April, count backwards 6 months. It will fall between September and October. And number three, hallelujah. Listen, church. He was the month that Christ was born. It's not the Roman calendar month. The Jews don't use the Roman calendar. There's a Jewish calendar. So why are you saying April, 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 April? Why? Because revelation is progressive. And did I say I know better than William Branham? No. Did William Branham know better than John Wesley? No. Did John Wesley know better than Luther? No. Because we are not the light givers. It is the light God gives you that you shine. The greatest thing that God used the ministry of William Branham to do is to bring us to the Bible so that God can talk to us through the Bible. If that sermon book you are reading does not bring you to the Bible, you are not in the message. You have not caught the message. I'm supposed to grow. And to move from faith to faith. From revelation to revelation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He said, as newborn babes, we should desire the sincere milk of the word, that we might grow. We might grow. And if you go to 2 Peter, let's read it, chapter 1. 2 Peter, chapter 1, from verse 2. Hallelujah. 2 Peter. 2 Peter, 2 Peter. I want to read it and emphasize it. It says, Simon Peter, are we there? Listen the way he put it, because we are talking about your level spiritually.
God is asking every one of us, which level are you now? Adam, where are thou? In your growth, every year, if you want to know whether somebody is matured or not, what do you say? What do you ask? What is your age? How old are you? Because your age sometimes also determines how you will behave. When you see a young boy that is 15 years old and he's still crawling, you know, that means something is wrong with him. He's deformed. He's challenged. And a Christian that you have been a Christian now for 10 years and then you are still harboring unforgiveness. At the sight of a naked woman, you don't fall. At the slightest excuse, you stop to talk to anybody. At the slightest offense, you stop going to church. You are spiritually deformed. You are spiritually challenged. Something is wrong with your spiritual growth. To come for vigil, it they had you. To come for vigil, it they had you. Adam, where are thou spiritually? Oh yeah, let's go to 2 Peter again. Let's read it. Verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God. Listen now. Please, we are dissecting what Peter is saying. Grace and peace is multiplied through what? Say very loud. Through what? It is through the knowledge of God. Upon this rock, I build my church. Grace and peace can only be multiplied on you if you know, hallelujah, if you know God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 3, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him, through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. There's something about knowing him, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these promises ye might be partakers of the divine nature. Because I say our nature, we are to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. And this is how you can be a partaker of that divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, see the growth now. Add to your faith. Your faith here is your decision to follow Christ. That is your faith. That is your religion. Add to this decision to follow Christ. Add to that decision. Don't just be a Christian going to church. Add to it virtue. What is virtue? Make your Christian faith attractive. Make your Christian faith attractive. Then add to that attractiveness knowledge. Knowledge of the Son of Man. Knowledge of the Scripture. Knowledge of the divine agenda. Knowledge of who Christ is. Because when you make your Christian faith attractive, people will come to ask you questions. You should be ready to reply them. Have knowledge. Therefore, study to show yourself approved. Knowledge. And add to your knowledge what? Temperance. Temperance, there is self-control. Because knowledge can bring pride to you. Knowledge can make you to be puffed up. Knowledge will make you call denomination serpent seeds. Knowledge can begin to make you to be so proud and you see yourself better than others. Add temperance. And add that temperance to that temperance. Add what? Patience to it. Add patience. Why? Because if you are going to walk with God, you need patience. If not, you will soon backslid out of frustration. Because some things you want, na. God will not bring it to the pass. So we need patience to walk with him. and add to that your patience, godliness. Because in the course of impatience, temptations will come, trials will come, and you may backslid. Add to godliness what? Brotherly kindness. Because that is the body of Christ. Inasmuch as you've done it to the least of these, my brethren, Jesus said, you have done it to him. Learn to be kind to one another. And add to brotherly kindness what? Add to it what? Charity. Charity. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What is charity? Charity is unconditional love. Unconditional love. That is what you see. Let's read this scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 13. 13, 13. And now abided hope. These three things. Abided faith, hope, charity. These three things. You have faith and you have hope of glory. And then you have charity. These three, say, but the greatest of this is what? Charity. And this is how Apostle Paul put it. Colossians chapter 3, verse 14. He said, and above all these things, put on what? Charity, say, which is the bond of perfectness. It is the sealing of perfection. You come to the stage where you can say you are now perfect when you can exhibit love to the level of charity.